Joining us to talk some Jays and get it going here at the top of the hour is Arden Zwelling from Sportsnet.ca, also the co-host of the At the Letters Sportsnet's Blue Jay podcast. Arden, nice to chat with you as always. Trust you're well. And I think the Blue Jays are well. Were they even a player for Dexter Fowler, Arden, though?
Certain people would have you believe that, and I think that they had discussions with him. I mean, you know, were they realistic with him? You know, it depends on your semantics, I guess, because, look, the Blue Jays are always going to have to bid a lot more than the St. Louis Cardinals to get Dexter Fowler to come to Toronto for plenty of reasons, you know, taxes among them, unfamiliarity with playing in a foreign country in another one. So the Blue Jays are always going to have to outbid St. Louis. And when you see, you know, Dexter Fowler going to St. Louis for, 5 years, $82.5 million, it's hard to imagine the Blue Jays bidding more than that.
No, it is, because outside of B.J. Ryan 10 or 11 years ago, they haven't gone that route with free agents, and we can debate that back and forth whether that's the thing to do or not, but should be no surprise when you see 5 years, $82 million, that the Blue Jays wouldn't. So is there still an alternative? And let's get back maybe to, you know, Arden, there's been so much chat about Edwin, but what's the deal with Jose Bautista now? What does your crystal ball say? What happens to him?
Well, yeah, I will say that the Blue Jays did make a 5-year, $82 million free agent signing just last year, or 2 years ago, excuse me, with Russell Martin. So it does happen, but it takes the right guy. When it comes to Jose Bautista, you know, I think that he's going to be a 2017 signee. You know, I don't think that we're going to see him sign before the holidays. I mean, he might not sign before February just because he's got that draft pick hanging around his neck. You know, teams are going to have to give up a first-round choice to sign him. And, you know, depending on where you're selecting in the first round, that pick could be valued by teams anywhere from $10 to $14 million. You know, so that's a lot of money. And when you're thinking about getting into a multi-year pact with a, you know, an outfielder who's going to be 37 this year and you know, is coming off of a poor year and had injury struggles. I mean, we're all well aware of you know, what Jose Bautista is entering this market having done. I think it's going to be a pretty slow-moving one. I think you're going to have to see a lot of other players come off the board and a lot of other dominoes fall before Jose Bautista signs.
Arden Zwelling with us. I'm Roger Lajoie. Phone lines open, 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, *59. We'll talk TFC in the championship game later in the show, but in the first hour, we'll talk Blue Jays and your thoughts and level of confidence in the management to take that next step, put them over the top, and get to a World Series, because full credit to the Blue Jays, they've been back-to-back ALCSs. So now the next step remains to be seen if they can do it. We'll get to your call shortly as we continue with Arden Zwelling. Some of the other needs and shopping things, and, you know, Arden, it's what I like about the baseball winter meetings in particular is while you do see some dominoes fall in the free agents, it's the trades that make it interesting. And people say, you know, which of the free agent signings leads to the dominoes falling in other players. We always forget, and I guess we need to be reminded, sometimes it's the blockbuster deal you make that makes the difference. And as we saw with Chris Sale with the Red Sox and the other activity that goes on, maybe just talk a little bit about that and how the trades really affect the free agent market even more than other free agents do.
Yeah, of course. You know, I thought the Blue Jays were going to be a lot more active in the trade market than they've been to this point. And it doesn't mean that they won't be. I mean, they may still be working on things. You know, a lot of times you'll see at winter meetings, the framework of a deal kind of takes shape there. And then, you know, you talk about players and you talk about what you might do. And then you kind of get, you know, you move the ball up the field and you get it to the end zone later on, you know, in the coming weeks and months. So we'll see if anything comes from that. But, you know, you're right, trades can really affect things. You know, when a team in a division makes a big move for a slugger, for a big arm, the other teams in that division, you know, some of them might be thinking, well, we need to keep up because we had hopes of winning, we had designs of winning this division this year, so we need to now add, and we need to keep up with the Joneses and try to be competitive this year because we're in win-now mode. So, you know, trades can certainly have a big effect on the market, and, you know, I'd expect the Blue Jays to be exploring trades. You know, the fact that they haven't really made a trade yet, you know, might just kind of signify that maybe the Blue Jays don't have the prospect capital to get one done, or they just don't fit, you know, they don't match well with other teams, but we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens indeed, and it will be interesting. Arden, what do you think the need is? And let's say for the moment that, you know, Edwin and Bautista remain out of the picture, although I don't know if the door is necessarily closed, and you never say never. Every day is a different day in sports. But, you know, what would be that move, that deal? I mean, Morales comes in. You know, people talk about what they've done. Well, they have made moves. There's no question about it. But, you know, bringing in Morales and, you know, whether they're losing out on other free agents, this team will have a different look about it next year regardless. But what's the number one shopping? What do they need?
Well, it's pretty obvious. They need two corner outfielders. They need a backup catcher, and they need a bullpen. And, you know, we'll see how they address those needs or how they prioritize them. Or, you know, teams don't really work in that fashion where they say, we're only going to go after the corner outfielder and we're not going to worry about the other stuff. We'll leave the other stuff till later. It's, well, you know, you're constantly looking to improve your team. You're constantly moving on separate tracks and trying to do things simultaneously and trying to make the best moves for your club and for your franchise. So those are the obvious places of need. And, you know, there's several free agent outfielders, several free agent backup catcher types, plenty of you know, pitchers out there, who could fill those holes. Yeah, I think the Blue Jays are probably just kind of letting things develop, letting things play out. And, you know, if they had a move that they were really desperate to make today, they would be making it. So, you know, they clearly feel that they can, you know, bide a little time, see how things play out, and see what options and opportunities present themselves.
Arden Zwelling with us from Sportsnet.ca. I'm Roger Lajoie. Phone lines open 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, star 590. We'll get your calls shortly. You reach the show on Twitter at the Rog 590, and we have our poll question today too. Next Toronto team you think that will get into a championship game? TFC has done something that Toronto sports teams and major ones outside of Argos and Rock again, and credit to them for getting to the championship game. But from the Leafs, Raptors, Jays, and TFC makes it through first. What did they do that other teams didn't? And your level of confidence in the other teams are welcome. In particular, the Jays, since we're talking some baseball here with our friend Arden Zwelling. What did you think of the rest of the activity, Arden? One of the things, you know, over the years, and whether you subscribe to a management team's philosophy and what they're trying to do is all one thing. But let's face it, one of the biggest reasons until the last 2 years that changed the landscape of the American League East was the Yankees and the Red Sox were just ridiculous in terms of their spending power. And even though they made numerous mistakes, just kept spending and spending until they got it right and were enough to make it really difficult for a two-decade period for the Blue Jays to compete. And everybody from J.P. Ricciardi to Gordash were frustrated by that, who ran the team, just said, well, you can't compete with these guys. We have not seen it from the Yankees, although they did sign Chapman, but they appear to be in a little bit of a mood. And the Red Sox, clearly, Dave Dombrowski, you talked about win now. They're not fooling around. They mean win now. Where do you see vis-a-vis the Yankees and the Red Sox and what they've done so far? And how much better do you anticipate as we sit here on a cold December day that they're going to be next year as a result of the moves?
Well, Boston's going to be very, very good. You know, they're probably going to be the World Series favorites for a lot of people going into next season. Just, you know, you add Chris Sale to rotation that already has, you know, this last year's Cy Young Award winner in it, plus David Price. You're looking pretty good. You know, what I think the Red Sox don't get enough credit for is the way they've drafted and developed, you know, over the last few years. You know, they've won a lot of division championships over the years, but they've also had some very lean years there as well, and that's allowed them to acquire young, controllable talent like Jackie Bradley Jr., Mookie Betts, Xander Bogaerts. I mean, these are really, really top-quality players, and these are guys that the Red Sox drafted, developed, and groomed, and are now making big contributions at the major league level. And that's really, you know, that's what you want your franchise to look like is, you know, you have this pipeline of good talent coming up that you have, you know, groomed into what you want them to be, and they play the way you want them to play, and you've kind of morphed them over their formative years into what you want them to be. And they come in, they make an impact, and they're young and they're controllable, and they'll cost you a bunch of money, and then you use that money that you're saving to spend on, you know, Craig Kimbrell or Chris Sale or what have you. You know, you kind of add to your roster that way. Pablo Sandoval is probably going to play for the Red Sox this year, and he's going to earn a lot of money to do it. Hanley Ramirez is another one. So, you know, you can kind of subsequent that way. With the Yankees, it'll be interesting to see. They also have some interesting young talent. When, you know, you look at a catcher like Gary Sanchez, who just tore the cover off the ball, you know, a Bird back at first base, and, you know, Aaron Judge in right field, Didi Gregorius. I mean, they've got some interesting young guys as well. So it'll be interesting to see. They certainly aren't as intimidating or as imposing as the Boston Red Sox, but the Yankees could be a good team as well. I think that, as always, every year, the AL East is just uber competitive. You know, people forget about the Baltimore Orioles. That's a team that made the wild card game last year, that played the Blue Jays. They had the exact same record as the Blue Jays, who went to the ALCS. So, you know, there's going to be no easy games in that division next year or any year, really.
Arden's welling with us from Sportsnet. It's interesting, Arden. You're right. And then the East has always been tough and looks to be fairly tough this year in the Red Sox in particular, but we'll see. So the winter meetings are over. Everybody usually takes a breather. You know, if you look between it, sometimes, you know, now there's a bit of a cooling off period. There's a frenzy. Everybody's in the same hotel in the rooms and everything talking. Do you think it quiets down? Or because, you know, and here we are, December 10th today, and there's still a lot of big fish in the free agent pond, especially now that a lot of deals have been made. What do you think happens in the next, I don't know, couple of weeks, up until Christmas maybe?
I think the next week could be busy, and just for, you know, the reason that I cited earlier, that, you know, a lot of teams, you know, they have discussions at the winter meetings that don't quite get to the finish line, but they've had those discussions. That framework is in place, and they can, you know, everybody can fly home and pick it up again on, you know, over the phone or on Skype or whatever. So, I do expect, you know, quite a bit of activity next week. It's the week after that when you start getting into kind of the 20th, 22nd, you know, around that area, where people start going on holidays, everybody kind of checks out of the office for a while, and usually there's a pretty dead period around the holidays, right up until even New Year's. And, you know, maybe you see a move on the 29th or the 30th, you know, but usually not a lot. And then things pick back up again in January. So I think next week we could still see some moves. I think, you know, everybody's kind of waiting really for Edwin Encarnacion and for what's going to happen there. Because, you know, once that domino falls, a whole lot of other, you know, kind of first base DH types, slugger types, you know, whether it's, you know, Mike Napoli or, you know, Brandon Moss or what have you, then those guys can start to, you know, to be moved as well. So, you know, everyone's kind of waiting for that domino to fall, and then we'll see what happens.
Always fascinating. One thing about baseball, the offseason sometimes just as interesting as the in-season, especially if your team is expected to make a lot of moves, and the Blue Jays certainly won't be done between now and the start of the season, I would not suspect. Arden Zwelling's fine work available at sportsnet.ca, and check out At the Letters, our Sportsnet Blue Jay podcast as well. Arden, always fun to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Cheers.